The night cools my soul and suffocates the woven rags and raucous, glaucous pedestals in which are posed the glosses of the dislocated dawn of apotheoses evoked amongst the roses, revitalized and morose, furrowed with bruises and ravished with purring, looted with piles, asleep in nothingness, scattered by time. The wind clearing dust and earth from my eyelids to see my blood boiling, foaming in the heavenly insolent spring of innocence breaks my ranks. In pearly beaming floods, I am only one moment in the awakening from nightmares of the last night on earth. I play the game of twin times with memories and black, sleep-induced bristles where my stunted dreams macerate. I try to measure up to the only truest, those of the word and of forgetting. Banners of solitude where I atone from my anger over the stupid lies of life. Saturnine rotations in the rings of the squares of carnal anals, oceanic replies and reversals and waves and whirlpools rounded by the frictions of fiction and splits in the fissions on the fissures and sutures on the azure, crackled with bites and divided with stripes, surrealistic and liquid in the limpid bricks in the doorways. Grins in the diurnal moon in fragments of water tanks and the words, the words, the words. The alcohol flows freely, ambrosia of idiots, the blood of the giants who feed the streams. The arabesques almost agile in the kidneys of the remains of dry marrows, strewn over blazing breaches, spare parts of stylized horrors among the crossings, sly and cloistered with spontaneous mistakes in the voided void with ova rhyming with ideas of rhyme, fragmented with stellar crystals, pulsating drifts and pulmonary echoes, and racially rooted with blasphemous ices of traces. Chants and flasks, hidden and fantastic. If my wishes are under the care of smooth, silky dreams, I would dare to hope to know when emerged from my eyes in gazes transformed from matter into halos. The emptiness of words and the emptiness of souls, spitting made to measure by its loathsome instruments of war, devour the ubiquity of silence in the temporal frameworks. Doxa of disturbance, crime and punishment of resplendent backwashes in stylistic echoes of simple purity as prolific pleasures of magnificent and magnanimous anarchic dogmas. Fullness and multiplicity, foldings and the subtleties, simultaneous deconstruction of my feverish poetry. The instants that escape the desire to capture them, the hands too big to wear them, shedding leaves and fragrances, the effervescence of foam, the rainy soils of planets in orbit, in galaxies, in infinite spirals, in the darkness of the softest of sleeping azure. Season of skies and fluorescent compendia, glints of joy and hinges tainted with rust, in expectation of the tender, wet suffering, drunk, obsessively bubbled sleepwalker, abandonment of the being in indivisible cells. The Cyclops' eye gaping in its pedestal, grief of the myopic giant in his rags, leaves that mask our timeless prayers. Apocalyptic cancer in an orgy of destruction, across the blood of seams, that self-love in syncopated scenes, repercussions of rebounds of shattered shells on the surfaces of mirrors, on the imprisoned reflections, echoes of sighs of exterminated shadows. Ghosts and specters of lights that slip between the railings of my eyelids, to throw themselves into the abyss of my skull. At the end of the world, your wings spread, viscous.